This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Mel Dominguez, owner of Galería Mitotera and artist.
I'm coming from a big city like Los Angeles that has neighborhood after neighborhood, city after city. And then when I actually came into Tucson, I was reminded that I would always pass through Tucson, but at night on our way to El Paso. So I'd never really even seen Tucson. And so when we got here, I was really taken back. And I was like, oh, what did I do? Because I came in the middle of the summer and I had no understanding that, you know what, during the summer, people already know they don't hang out during the day. They actually hang out at night, all these things. And what I really thought, and it sounds crazy, but you know that show Walking Dead? I thought it was like that. I was like, man, there's nothing but zombies up in here. And I was kind of, I'm like, did I make a huge mistake? And I was getting really worried, but oh my Lord. Well, I was also looking for art jobs because that was my career. That was my profession in LA. So I looked for, you know, galleries and things like that. And I'm not even sure that they had First Saturdays even at that time, but I was looking and trying to meet people and find people. And really I started to understand that, well, wow, everybody knows everybody here, and try to figure it out. So the only job I could really find immediately to sustain us down here during that time was to tow truck. And that was fun, except then I started learning that the streets, it could be the same street, but it changes names three times. And I was like, what? And the numbers, that there's both East and West number streets, like 6th and 6th. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, what's going on here? But in that tow trucking business, it was different because we actually had there was a contract with the Border Patrol. And I thought it was cool. Like with the Sheriff's Department, we'd pick up accident scenes and whatnot. And I was like, cool. Like, this is neat. I'm driving a big truck, a big flatbed bed, and, you know, doing my thing. But then when the Border Patrol, things started coming through, it was disheartening because we were seizing vehicles from people that were on their way to work. It was not about all of these stories like, oh, they're bringing drugs or they're not paying into the system. And when in fact, it was the exact opposite. And it was really awful because it wasn't just one pickup. We did many of these seizures, you know, and you'd go into the tow yards where sometimes it was like, so since it's considered illegal, they would take it back to the sheriff's department. They have a huge yard, or the Border Patrol, and they have a whole nother yard. And these yards were full of running vehicles that most likely were paid for cash. They had tools inside them. One of them had brand new laundry, you know, like fresh laundry and things. So I was, after seeing that, I just couldn't do it anymore. I was like, I quit. And it just happened this might be the anniversary. It was on 4th of July that I quit, so.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath in their gallery, Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. With products available at will call, they are currently open by phone at 777-7000 and at benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.